Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and it is such a pleasure to have you join us today on the Best People We Know radio show, which brings you experts and celebrities each week who share their success secrets with you so that you can be your most successful best, too. I'm your host, Deb Scott, a certified professional coach and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. And we have shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays on a regular basis, but every now and then we have some special guests who can fit us into their schedule to meet with you. So do be sure to mark us as a favor and follow us so you get those worry-free updates. So sit back and relax, or I guess if you're exercising, this will keep you going even more motivated, because this next hour is going to be action-packed. You are going to meet the most amazing woman who I can't even tell you enough about her book and her work. She is a vision builder. We're having a little bit of an echo there on the call. So if you could, I just wanted to make sure, because I know that for the replay, I want to make sure it's as clear as possible for everybody. This woman will help you define what your vision is in your life, in your business, and also teach you how to make it happen, to bring it to life. And today is a day to take calls, call in with your questions, hit one for show host, because you're going to want to speak with Margaret. You could pay hundreds of dollars to hear her at a seminar. And this is the one thing I love about having a radio show with Blog Talk. You can talk to her for free. I mean, how great is that? And since we are the best people we know, call a friend, because it's always good to do the share and caring thing. Well, let me get to a little bit of a bio about Margaret. She is an expert in bringing businesses and personal visions to life. She's created the Vision Builders Program for people and companies ready to soar and willing to learn the unique skill set and mindset that build their highest vision. Margaret is an ordained New Thought minister with an MBA. Wow. How amazing is that? And over 20 years experience in organizational and leadership development. Having owned and operated two very successful businesses, Margaret applies her personal expertise to help others do the same. That would be you and me. Margaret is an accomplished speaker, trainer, success coach, and a published author. Her newest book just came out January 1st, which is right there on the Blog Talk show page. It's on Amazon, and it's called The Vision Builders Manual, 9 Steps to Panoramic Success for Your Company, Career, or Cause. It is phenomenal. I have been reading it and rereading it. We're going to talk about that today, too, tools that you can use. So check that out on Amazon. But Margaret also has a weekly message, which I have signed up to, and you probably want to do the same. It's called TGIM, Thank God It's Monday. And it inspires the work week of thousands of people every morning, Monday morning across the country. So be inspired. Visit Margaret at visionbuilders.com today. And let me introduce, without further ado, Margaret Shepherd. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Deb. And let me say, along with, I'm sure, every single one of your prior guests, how thrilled and honored I am to be here.
Oh, well, listen, it's a mutual admiration society on this show, guests and listeners, and we all help each other. And that's one of the passions that I have in my life, and I know it is for you, too. And I just really love every week bringing something so that, you know, somebody listening or listening to this on replay is like, wow, I am so glad I listened to that show. I have learned so many things that are bringing change into my life that I wouldn't have gotten had I not listened to the show. So, you know, that's the goal for today, and I know that you're going to make it happen because that is what you're about. But do you want to just, you know, give a brief outline, a little bit about, you know, your passion to create this Vision Builders Manual and some of the work that you do to help people define their vision and also manifest it?
Thanks, Deb. Well, you know, for most of my adult working life, I've been a student of success. I looked at, when I was a management consultant, I looked at so many successful businesses and people, but there was one thing that seemed to be missing, and that was often they would have that external or measurable financial success, maybe, or career success, but they weren't satisfying their soul, let's say. And as a minister, I saw kind of the opposite of that. I saw so many people who were feeling spiritual peace and comfort, but yet many of them couldn't pay their rent. So I just looked at that and thought, there has to be a better way. It's not right. It's not the way life is supposed to work, that we don't have all the success in all areas of life, what I call panoramic success. I knew that we were entitled to that. I knew that we were born to create it. And that's what inspired this work, the Vision Builders work. And in studying various success heroes, people who really did have it all, I learned that vision was the one thing that they all shared.
This is great. And, you know, for people listening, and I know for myself, panoramic success, you know, the way that you define that, and I love the beginning of your book because you actually define things in the beginning of the book so that everybody, the reader and you, are on the same page, so to speak, on the journey of how to implement all these tools and to use them. So, you know, I think it really is important to have accurate definitions. And, you know, vision being the one characteristic that people have to be successful, you know, how can you share with us? Because vision, you know, you can say, is it a goal? Is it a dream? Is it an intention? Is it a brainstorm? Can you tell us exactly what vision is?
I would love to. I've spent so much effort into creating a definition that really works for this work and for people. So here's what it is. A vision is an imagined, spiritually inspired, ideal experience that you want more than you fear change. I know that's a mouthful and a lot to absorb, but the idea behind it is that it comes from your inner spirit. It's an inspired experience that you want to create. It doesn't come from some external standard or someone else has told you this is what your vision should be. It comes from within you, so it's a contemplative process, and it's also some other things it's not. You know, it's not something that you mentally think up. And it's not a reaction to something that you don't want. So often we think, well, this is what I want in my life because I don't like A, B, and C, therefore I want to create something else. It's not that at all. And it's, you know, it's not something mechanical. It comes from your inner inspiration, and it is an experience. And that way it's not like a goal. So it's an experience that you want. And you want it more than you fear change. And that's really the key to all of this work, is that nobody likes to, you know, we all want life to be different, but we don't want to change.
And gee, what's up with that? You have that too?
I have. You know, I hate that. But what I've learned is if I want my life to be different, I have to change. And what I say in the Vision Builder's work is that that your vision will, you have to become the person who can live in your vision.
Okay. So, yeah. You know, I think that, and thank you for that definition, because I think that the key thing that I'm taking away is making sure that you want that vision more than you're afraid. You know, you're more afraid to live without having it manifested than if you were to get it. So, you know, that being said, if everybody listening, you know, called in to say, well, I really have a New Year dream to be this type of person, or to feel this way, or to experience a new thing in my business, more success in my personal life, in my relationships, in my business, to be more successful. You know, how can that authentic vision have power to make that work for us?
Well, what I call the big dog vision, the idea of a big dog is the dog that dominates the neighborhood, and all the other dogs in the neighborhood do what that big dog wants. It's kind of like the alpha male energy. And when your vision has that kind of energy, it will thrill you, really, through all of your fears. And I have in my book, and actually on my website for free, the vision authenticity test. So that if you've caught a vision, if you have a vision in your mind and heart, you can look at that list of steps that will tell you whether or not it's the big dog vision for you.
Yeah, and give your website out again. You know, it's nice to wait to the end of the show to give out all those, but go ahead and give out your website again where people can find the Vision Builders.
VisionBuildersInstitute.com.
Okay, well, that was easy. Okay, so everybody can find that. And, you know, it is one of the things that I love about your book, and you have, you know, a lot of visuals in here as well. You know, success is natural, failure is learned, and talking about examples. I love how you have different studies to back up some of the myths, some of the ideas that you are trying to help us change into. I think there's a lot of credibility in that. And one of the things that you had that I really loved, and I'll say that it's on page 65, you have a lot of mindset quizzes. You know, do I have what's my prosperity mindset? What's my poverty mindset? What's my self-evaluation for my money beliefs? And I think that we all need to know who we are before we can know where we want to go, and understanding, you know, what it is that we can change, and having these exercises is a real eye-opener. I know it was for me, and that's one of the things I love about the book. So for anybody listening, it's not just a book you read. It's something you actually, you know, you do the exercises, you learn, you progress, you come up with a plan, and the vision mindset that you talk about with the whole brain skills, the mindset, the vision, and the self-mastery with that success triangle. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that that's really powerful stuff.
Well, the idea of the book being a manual and having the word manual in it is that it is kind of like a book on tuning up your carburetor. It's a step-by-step process and system that if you do these things, you will get a certain result. So that's the way I structured the book. And the success triangle is kind of the model for that. It is the three keys with, you know, if you could sort of imagine a triangle in your mind, that picture of a triangle, at the center of it is the vision, or the big dog vision. And that, to me, means the right vision for right now. And, you know, a vision isn't a life purpose or, something that's huge. It can be a very mundane, you know, a vision for the power of this call, or a vision for your dinner plans tonight. So, you know, it doesn't have to be anything that's that monumental. So in the center of that triangle is the vision. And on one side is the word mindset. And I know that you know very well as a professional coach, Deb, how important that mindset is, and how crucial it is to be flexible in your mindset and to allow it to change so that you can become the person who can achieve your vision or your goals. And the idea of mindset is, just to define it, it is that collection of beliefs and attitudes that are set in your mind that from which you live. You know, we know that your life is simply a reflection of your inner thoughts and in your inner beliefs. And so it's a reflection of your mindset. So that's, of course, where we have to do our work to change. The other side of it is self-mastery. And what that means is the ability to cause yourself to change and to master fears and doubts and negativity and all of those elements that get stuck in our mindset that cause us to fail and cause us to get stuck and cause us to be miserable and suffer. So self-mastery is the mastery over your thoughts and beliefs so that we can change in ways that are positive and supportive.
Yeah.
And the third...
Go ahead, because I get so excited when I listen to you speak, and so great to have you on the show. But, you know, I've got all these other questions, and I'm just going to write them down as we go along. But you prompted me to think of something else. But finish that triangle for us, because it's so important.
Well, the third side, I think, is really crucial, because it's one of the ways in which the Vision Builders work differs from other success programs, and that is being whole brain smart. And most of us know that your brain has two sides, and one side it controls intuition and big picture thinking and creativity, and the other side, that's the right side, and the left side is the side that is more linear and more detail oriented, and it controls logic, let's say. So most of us have a preference for one side or the other, and some of us use exclusively one side or the other. And so the idea is that when your whole brain is out there on the playing field, it's like having two smart people at work all the time. And you're,
I love
entire,
that. That's a great,
you know,
analogy.
Yeah.
Two smart people. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and keep talking about that, because I think that's important. I just love those analogies. They're so much fun.
Well, the idea is that when you've got your whole brain engaged, you're going to not only use your intuitive mind to perceive and discover your vision and to guide yourself through the steps to making it real, but you're going to have your logical brain, your detail-oriented brain in action as well, so that you can bring that vision into form in the real world, step by step. So it's both, you know, intuitive skills or contemplative skills and action skills. And that's the part that's so important, so that you can both have a brain that feeds, or have a vision that feeds your soul that you get from your intuitive mind, and that feeds your bank account that you get from your action-oriented step-by-step mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, no matter how much vision you have, we all still have to pay heat and electricity. Something about having to pay those bills, Margaret. It happens to me over here in Boston, too. So I think people listening can understand it is part of life. So, you know, if you're going to be your best, you know, you should be your best all the way around, and that's a good thing. You know, I was really excited about a part in your book that you talked about with the clues to intuition, because a lot of people I talk to, they're like, well, you know, how do I know that that's my intuition? How do I really know that that's something that I need to pay attention to? And what would that look like in a practical way? And I'm just going to read a couple sentences here in the book from page 83. It says, sometimes it's easy to recognize intuition. You experience a hunch or an aha moment that's unmistakable, or maybe you see a symbolic image to have a dream that wakes you up with a powerful insight. Sometimes clues come as synchronicity. And I think that's really important. Events that are so uncanny that they can't possibly be explained as coincidence. And I really think that that is something that we have to do a better job at. And that's part of living in the present and the now and waking up in your own life and pay attention, you know, paying attention to what you're thinking about and what you're saying and what's happening in your life around you. And the intuition test that you had, there's seven things. I'll just read it quickly for somebody listening that may be interested in this, because I really think it's great. Number one, you know, answer yes if this is something that applies to you. Did it come to me as an aha instead of a result of conscious mental labors? Number two, where do I feel the guidance as energy in my body, head, heart, or gut? And you have a whole chapter talking about how your body and how you're feeling is really giving you an indication for what it is you need to be doing and where you're being led, which I think is another, you know, important part to review. Number three, does it stimulate my creativity, leading me to new ideas and insights? Number four, do I sense that the source of this guidance is beyond my human mind? Number five, does it lead me to a positive result? That's always important, thinking it through, you know. Six, do I feel strong emotions that lead me to a decision? And seven, do I feel unburdened, relieved, at ease? So visualizing and really thinking through what that intuition feels like and defining it and going through asking all these questions can really help us know where we want to go with our vision, where we should be going with our vision, and how it's going to bring the world the gifts it needs, but also how we are going to bring the gifts that we need into our life, which is going to help us be happy, peaceful, and purposeful. Can you talk a little bit to this?
Let me give you an example of one of our Vision Builder students and how he used his business intuition. This fellow was considering expanding his business, and that meant buying out two of his two partners. He was trying to approach it logically, as we all do and as we've been taught in, you know, business schools, right? And he was really struggling. He got so much advice from so many people, and when he showed up in our class, this is what I said to him. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Imagine in your mind all of the advice as pieces of paper that people have put on your desk with their thoughts about what you should do and why. Now imagine just sweeping them off your desk into the trash for a moment. And now look at that blank, clean, empty desk and ask your inner guidance, what should I do? What's the best path? What will fulfill my vision of this business expansion that I want? And it took him probably 30 seconds, and he had the answer.
Wow. That's really powerful.
He looked outside himself and looked within himself, and that's where our best answers always are.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, if someone gets stuck in making a decision or knowing, you know, what do I do? How should I, you know, partner with this person for work? Should I make this decision to move here? Should I quit this job and get a new job? Should I start this new business? Should I enter this relationship? Should I end this relationship? And I think that that example you gave about visualizing, you know, what your life would look like, maybe it's not necessarily just the desk, maybe it's just, you know, a different part of your life, using that as a symbolic example, and, you know, saying, hey, how do I feel now in this situation or in X or in Y, that is really, really profound. And I love in your example that it came to this gentleman so quickly, the answer.
And it always will if you're willing. The reason, Deb, I just want to say why this intuition test, I think, was so important to me to put out there as a tool for people. And that's because if you aren't in tune with your authentic intuition, what can happen, what you're at risk for, is that your fears will guide, you know, will try to run the show.
Yeah.
So, for example, if this fellow had been afraid to make a move, he might have decided to listen to all the people that said, don't do it.
Mm.
You see what I mean? And, you know, we all have those fears and ego, which I really think is just fears in disguise, within us. And they really do try to get control if we let them. So, but your intuition is always the real truth. It's always, you know, because it comes from that spiritual guidance, if you will. So if we can train ourselves to listen to that and pay attention to it, we can override the fears that are trying to take charge.
Right. So, you know, just to segue into fears, you know, because we've talked about vision and what it is and why it's important to have it and why you need it to be successful, and talking about your program being different than some of the others, your belief that everybody's hardwired for success, and then talking again about your self-mastery triangle with the vision, the mindset, and the self-mastery, and talking about intuition being such an important part of that, especially with the examples you've shared and so many more in your book. What I'd like to talk about now, and what I think the listeners would like to hear, because this is near and dear to my heart, is what are those fears and flaws that keep us from being successful? Margaret, this is a biggie.
Well, I guess our fears are individual in some sense, but the more, you know, every year of life that I have, and the more I pay attention to what's going on in people's lives, the more I see how common they are. And, you know, I talk about what I call failure school, that we all come into this life with a huge momentum already established for our own unique success. But then we go to failure school. And what that is invisible classrooms where we all are trained in our cultural messages. Some of those messages help us and support us, but many of them don't. And those messages are basically, you're not good enough. You can't have it all. Who do you think you are trying to have such a big life? Those kinds of things. You know, we all have a little different culture that we're raised in, but the messages I think are very similar. And the bottom line is they chip away at our self-esteem, at our power, and they diminish our imagination. So those all create certain kinds of fears. And what I see is a fear of failure, sometimes even a fear of success, a fear of intimacy, a fear of looking foolish, you know, sort of an ego kind of based fear, a fear of not having enough money or resources in our life. And, you know, I know that you know in your coaching work how powerful those fears can be and also how deeply embedded they can be in our subconscious. We don't even see them sometimes or realize that they're trying to take control of our lives.
Right. And I think that your happy brain, as you call it, managing your brain chemistry, which is, I think that might have been actually my favorite section if I could pick one. I think that that helps rewire our minds to really eliminate those fears. And I think that those are some great tips and tools. But I also wanted to share with the listening audience something that I really, really liked. And this speaks to fears and things that self-created threats to your vision, I guess is how you label it. And I'm just going to read a few off and see if, as you're listening, this resonates with you. Distractions of all sorts, people, places, events, emotions, and dramas. Good causes that require your immediate devotion. Codependency, and this is important to learn about if you don't already, which is Codependence Anonymous, which is CODA. Physical illness and injuries, mental illness, emotional illness, depression, confusion, I can't decide, I don't know what to do. Next, the needs of others come before mine. The opinions, criticism, and judgments of others hold you back. Whoa, that's a big one that I see a lot, yes. Living like when you die, somebody else's life is going to flash before your mind, right? I mean, it's crazy to live for somebody else's approval because we're not supposed to be like anybody else. It's compare and despair mode. But anyway, going to the next couple you have here. Never-ending new information leading to more confusion. Something or someone new and engaging and exciting, boredom or need for mental, physical, or emotional stimulation, and the analysis paralysis. I'm stuck because I still need more information. Yeah, you could be like a lifelong student and never launch. You know, it's like having the rocket on the takeoff zone and never getting up into the sky where it's destined to be and what it was designed to do. So, you know, I think that those are really good questions that help define where it is, you know, we need to put our attention so that we can change and rewire our mind to have that happy brain, to get over those fears and limiting beliefs. And what I'd like to do now, you can comment on what I just said, but I'd like to have you share with the listeners about the happy brain and how to manage your brain chemistry, because this is really powerful.
I think it is too, and I found that in my own progress in my own life, this idea of a happy brain has just been huge. The key really to building a vision, one of the most important keys anyway, is to manage what stimulates your mind. I like to say that your human mind is promiscuous and it just doesn't care as long as it gets some fun and some stimulation. But our job as a vision builder is to always be asking the question, does this serve my vision? And if we put that question in the very front of your mind, imagine sort of sticking it on your forehead backwards so you're always looking at it, it's always penetrating your head, does this serve my vision, yes or no, then that helps guide you to whether you're going to watch TV tonight or read a book that develops your, skills of some sort, or whether you're going to buy into somebody else's drama or whether you're going to focus on your own vision. And the idea of managing what stimulates your mind is a great piece of self-mastery. And when we do that, we're always seeking happiness and we're always seeking mental stimulation that feels good. So the idea of having a happy brain really came from a large body of research on brain chemistry and on addictions, actually. What we want to do as a vision builder is create a positive addiction to our vision.
Can you say that again? Because I think that's really great.
I like that a lot, too. It's the idea of creating a positive addiction to your vision so that you want it more than you want anything, and you are then supporting yourself in training your brain to stay focused on your vision and on what builds it. There are several ways that we do that. Shall I say a couple of
please do, because I know that you have a lot of studies in the book, and you talk about a lot of those support studies to show this. But yeah, definitely, examples are awesome.
Well, there is a lot of science behind it, and the tricks and tools that I've developed that help you create that happy brain and that positive brain chemistry and that positive addiction, one of the biggest ones is just the simple practice of gratitude, so that when something negative or fearful has caught your attention, you immediately take hold of your thoughts and shift them to gratitude. What am I grateful for in this circumstance? And then you just, and it's just amazing how different you feel emotionally when you make that shift. So gratitude is a big one. And another one is the happy brain practice, which is simply when you're feeling emotionally low or frustrated or angry or anything other than joyful. Let's just leave it at that. Anything that's not about joy. The idea is to move your attention first to gratitude, and another idea is to put something, some experience in your mind that makes you feel joyful. You may have to make something up, imagine it, or you may just go back to a time in your history. I do this in coaching, and I imagine that you do too. When you're working with someone who's, on a sort of a negative flow of things, you ask them, when did you feel powerful? When did you feel positive? To give me an example. And we notice that when we shift ourselves to that example, everything changes. Our whole emotional state changes, and our brain chemistry changes.
Yeah, and towards that end, I think it's really important to always remember that when the time to perform has arrived, the time to prepare has passed. So doing this visual exercise about, right now, when was a time that I felt really happy or really powerful or really divinely inspired, or when did I really feel that, I had this God-given purpose and this is what I was here for, and my life was so wonderful. Everything clicked. Everything was happening together. And, that feeling in that moment, that's something that we can package and carry with us whenever that negative person, place, thing, situation, those vision builder killers, come at us. We can always reach for that gift that we've prepackaged for our own celebration and just quietly step away in our own mind and visualize that moment that we've prepared for in the past to use in the present. And I think that this is a great way to replace those negative people, places, and things with something that will not only change, as you said, our brain, but, those thoughts are going to create feelings, and those feelings are going to have a consequence with our actions. And really, it's those new actions and new results that we want to manifest, which is what your Vision Builders is going to help us do. And I just think that these exercises cannot be, they just can't be emphasized enough, Margaret. I mean, it's just fabulous.
I love everything you said. Was just so beautifully put. A quick example is one of our Vision Builders has been single all of her life and has decided that her biggest vision right now is to be in a partnership, a marriage. And we've discovered that her greatest fear is that she will be, some of our listeners might be able to relate to this, that she'll sort of lose her own identity in that partnership. She'll kind of lose herself, and that's a fear. So what we've had her do is every time she's sort of in a conversation with a potential partner, she feels that fear well up, or she feels anything other than joyful and peaceful, that she puts in her mind a circumstance, an experience where she felt powerful and her, you know, that she was expressing her true self, and she was in a partnership with another person. So she goes back to a time where she had playmates as children or women friends or other partnerships where she really felt that she hadn't lost herself. And she puts that in her mind. That changes her emotions and brain chemistry, and then she can move forward.
Right. And, you know, this is just really, it sounds almost too simple, but it's not. If you think about, you know, how we develop as human beings, you know, your mother could tell you, hey, eat your carrots, and you don't want to eat them because you know they taste bad, or you've had a bad experience, or let's say you go to a different country and there's a new fruit and food and you haven't tried it, you don't know what it tastes like, and somebody can tell you. They can read a book about it, they can tell you, they can translate, but you're not really going to have ownership of that until you experience it yourself. And I think that the example that you gave that's so wonderful about this particular woman is, you know, until all of us actually feel that new positive emotion, we really won't have the power to move us forward to change so that the new feeling, the new behavior, the new business, the new relationship becomes a habit. It's a mechanical for a little while, but the more we do it, like any language, the more it becomes our own. And I think then we can become, as you said, addicted to those happy feelings, and we know that we can achieve them because we've had our own personal experience. We don't have to rely on everybody else. And, you know, this is so important because the brain doesn't really know the difference between something you visualize and something you've actually experienced. And that's, you know, that's something that you really go through in the book and give so many exercises so that it's not just theoretical, it's actually practical in our own lives.
And that's a really important point, Deb, is that your brain can't tell the difference between what's real and what's imagined. And so that enables us to really play some pretty clever tricks on our own mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. It's so true. And, you know, if anybody wanted to call in and hit one to speak with Margaret, that would be great. And people are in the chat room. You can always ask a question there so that if you had a question about how to clarify your vision and how to make it happen and some tips and tools that you want Margaret to share in your personal quest to build your vision and be a vision builder, please call in and feel free to ask her. Was there something that you wanted to tell us about vetting your vision and the test that you have to demonstrate how that works for us?
Vetting your vision. Well, I do have that in the book, and I think what's really important is to, first of all, just test it emotionally and ask this, when I think of this vision, how does it make me feel emotionally? And if it's anything less than both joyful and peaceful and a little bit scared, then you might need to keep working.
Okay.
That's one thing that's really important, because it does need to be a stretch. If it feels like you can do it, you know, in your sleep with one hand tied behind your back, as they say, it's probably not going to cause you to grow. And remember that one of the experiences that of vision building is always to be growing into that person who can live in your vision. Because
right.
If you were that person now, you'd have it, right? You'd be there.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that you mentioned in defining and looking at your vision is, you know, your vision isn't going to be something that's just going to serve you. It's not, you know, a lot of people will, I'm sure, meet with you and meet with me and, well, I want more money. Well, why do you want more money? Do you want more money because you want to be able to help more people in your business through, you know, donations or inspirations? I mean, why is it you want X? It will lead to what? And thinking that through so that it's not just I want to have this for success all on my own. It's usually something that's going to help the larger, greater good of a lot of people. And that's really a good indicator that a vision is something that God's calling you to do, I think, if it's going to help a lot of other people, so that your time, your treasure, your talents, helping somebody else is really a testimony to the vision that you should be living. And, you know, I think that so often we forget how to define what it is that we're saying. Is it something that we've really thought through as to the why I want this? What's the real reason why I want to be so successful, you know, in my relationship, in my business? What will that do for me? But more importantly, what's it going to do for a lot of other people? And before we get, you know, into a little bit more about how the book is going to help us do that, did you want to share any example to echo that philosophy?
About vetting the vision and that it is blessing beyond one life, is that what you mean?
Yes, exactly, and how it's important to ask, you know, what's the greater good here? What's the real reason why I want this success and I want this vision to manifest and so forth?
I'll give you two examples from my own life. The first is this vision builder's work. When I decided to leave traditional ministry and go back into the sort of the mass market with whatever gifts I could bring, I understood through my own, you know, intuitive, contemplative process that was the best way that I could help the most people. And I really understood that it was going to be blessing beyond just my own life, even though it was what I wanted to do personally more than anything. So there's always that double effect of an authentic vision, that you are the happiest you can be personally, and that you are contributing to your leverage is at its greatest. You're blessing more lives in that way. So in that, that's one example. And the other example that's kind of fun is that when I was ready to be in my own perfect partnership and be married again after a period of being single, I created a vision for my perfect partnership. And that was something I wanted personally, and of course then I learned and understood how I had to grow and change if I wanted that, darn it all. so I did. And what I also learned then is that in my marriage, which is now 10 years of real authentic happiness, I have to say, we have collectively 5 children between us, who are all adults of course now, but and many other people whose lives we touch. So I understood that in that ideal partnership, for me personally, many, many lives were benefiting. You know, our own children and our own families and the work that we do, the people whose lives we touch in our work, and just, you know, all of the lives that we touch.
That's great. So it really, you know, it's just such a good way to really judge and monitor if something, you know, is meant to be and something that, you know, is really going to help us is how many other lives are going to be bettered. You know, and I love to live my life on a daily basis thinking that the people I've met are better for having met me, you know. And I think that it's so important to really pay attention to, you know, what we're here for and why we do things. And that's a great example. And we thank you that you followed through and you walk your talk, because otherwise we wouldn't have the book. And congratulations on your happy marriage and being a great mentor for all of us to manifest those dreams and goals. Your book, hot off the press, January 1st, phenomenal book. I'm just so impressed. It is so, it's almost overwhelming, though. I mean, I have to read it, reread it, go back, and it really isn't something that you're just going to casually pick up. You're really going to have to work through it. It is definitely a manual and a great one at that. Can you tell somebody listening about the book, why they want it, and how it's going to help them?
the book
and how to use
designed.
It, because it is different. There is a way to use it, I think, that's a little bit different than, you know, it's just not a regular book. So, you know, maybe how to use it the most effectively as well.
Thank you. I think the main intention of the book is to get you back in touch with your innate momentum for success, that hardwiring that we all have for success. It's very personal and it's unique. We do that through understanding what it is we truly want the most in that moment, so that right vision for right now. And then we learn the skills, this set of 9 step-by-step skills that help you create that. And creating it is largely about controlling your thoughts, changing your mindset, and taking action in that way that is directly connected to supporting your vision. So not just any old action.
Hmm. And I think that the questions, would somebody, I mean, what would be surprising to someone who picked the book up? Because to me, you know, when I first got it, obviously there's a beautiful picture of you on it, and it's very colorful and wonderful. You know, but the thing that surprised me was a lot of the visuals, and maybe I'm just so right brain, but, you know, you have the intention, the extension, the transition, everything that you say, every chapter. And let me read some of the chapters for somebody listening who's considering getting it. You know, foundation, hardwire for success, building vision, it's the law, a blank check to fund your vision. Part 2 is the model, which is the success triangle we talked about. Part 3 is vision builder skills. And this is really when it gets deep. Intention skills, transition skills, extension skills, vision discovery process, building business vision, bonus power tools, and self-tests to jumpstart your success. And you also give a bibliography of other books to read, which can be helpful. But, you know, the question is, I think that you make a statement, you give an example, why it's important, you give a lot of things to credibility to back it up with tests and so forth. But then you talk about, okay, now we're going to practice. This is how we do it. And part of the doing and the experience for the reader, I think, comes in, you know, those questions that you ask. And that's where, you know, I really found a lot of motivation and inspiration. So, you know, I think that that makes this book or manual a little bit different than some of the others. And the discovery process, it's you know, also defining it and then how to discover it for yourself. And then how to continue keeping it going. And what would you recommend there as far as, you know, making that process? Because you don't get a graduation from vision. Vision is always changing, and vision is something, you know, that changes with us in time and place. So, you know, what would you tell somebody to keep that power and that motivation lit?
Well, I would tell them, that's a great question, first of all. And what I would tell them is, don't worry about that, because if you practice these skills and if you have done your inner work on changing your brain chemistry and understanding how to be happy and at peace while you build every vision, you're going to stay inspired. It's automatic. You will inspire yourself to create the next vision.
We'll be inspiration machines, Margaret. That's such a good thing. And, you know, I think, too, you know, surrounding yourself in those transformational tools and being around people, I know that you have a lot of teleseminars and courses, but I encourage people to go to your website, because I think we all need a community. I mean, we all hear, hey, you know, you can watch the baseball game on TV or you can actually go to the stadium, and, you know, what's going to be more powerful? What are you going to remember more? And I think that, you know, people may not remember what you said in life, but they're going to always remember how you made them feel, as the saying goes. And being around other vision builders, being around other people who are doing what you want and trying to get what you all want to have, I think is a great way to make change happen and to make it fun and fabulous and functional. And, you know, we all learn from each other, and sometimes the things we learn are the most unexpected treasures. I mean, you can go to a seminar for the seminar and then have one of the most powerful life-changing events from a conversation with somebody in the hallway, you know? I think part of it is showing up and getting that subconscious mind to start working towards what it is we're trying to achieve. And in this case, you know, that vision for our life, defining it and making it happen and continuing to feed it so that it will grow and build that momentum so that we help ourselves and we help others, as you've so clearly, you know, stated and articulated. So, you know, as we come to the last few minutes, can you believe it, Margaret?
Fast.
That went fast. We'll have to have you come back on and talk about some more things. What would be some of the things that, you know, people, what would be some of the final thoughts you had for anybody? And if somebody had a question, you wanted to hit one to, you know, request the host, I can get you on the line with Margaret, which is a great opportunity since she's usually hundreds of dollars to get in front of. You know, what would be some final thoughts that you would want to give to have somebody listening today know that their greatness has already begun, and the fact that they're listening today to this show is not an accident, and that there's something here, some treasure that they can take away, you know, to put some jewel that they can use to put in the crown of creating their own life?
I would like everyone to really understand thoroughly and completely and deep down in their bones that life is not about problems, life is about vision. That any circumstance in your life can improve, that you can always feel better and do better. And I also want them to know that the idea of a big dog vision is the key place to start. By building a happy brain and therefore a happy life and becoming the person that can live in that vision, and that your life can always be about creating more and expressing more, and that's really about your uniqueness, that you are an individual expression of spirit, if you will, whatever that means to you, and that you have a unique and powerful and joyful life to live.
Yeah, and you know, I always love to say, the world needs you. I mean, if you think about how many millions of years the Earth has been into existence and how many Margaret Shepherds, how many, you know, whoever's listening, you know, say your name, insert name now. How many of you are created? Even if you're a twin, you're still different. And the fact that you are completely different is a testimony that you're supposed to be doing something unique. And, you know, everything in life has a purpose. And we're no different. We're created in this space and time for a specific reason. And you're listening to this for a specific reason. And you have a vision that's unique to you. And the world needs you. You can't be selfish with yourself. You have to manifest. You have to make that vision happen. Because when you're living your vision, you'll be happy, which is something we all want. It's probably why we're listening, because we all want to be happy. But creating that and making it happen and doing that work is going to help somebody else on the journey. That, you know, if they hadn't met you and you hadn't created your business, you hadn't taken the time to, you know, make your vision happen, you know, their life could be totally different. And that's why it is so important to take this with a lot of responsibility and a lot of seriousness. And I know that your book helps to do that. I mean, you really walk hand in hand with the reader to make sure that they are not left alone and that they will be able to define, identify, and build their best life now in their vision. And, you know, it's just a great book, The Vision Builder's Manual, 9 Steps to Panoramic Success for Your Company, Career, or Cause. You know, how many people do you know, like Margaret, who not only have an MBA, but also are ordained ministers? And, you know, Margaret's owned 2 businesses. They've been successful. You can't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself in life. You have to learn from other people. And you can't put a price tag on the wisdom and knowledge that Margaret shares. And how can people, again, connect with you and connect with you direct and find out about you're signing up for your Thank God It's Monday newsletter and all the great resources that you bring to the world for us?
Thank you for that. The website, again, is visionbuildersinstitute.com, all one word. They can call me direct. My toll-free number is 866-820-6604. On the website is an opportunity to sign up for my boot camp, Vision Builders Boot Camp, which is starting with a pre-call on Saturday. It's a teleclass. And I would like to offer a special two-for-one opportunity to anyone who calls in from this show.
That is so kind. We appreciate that. The best people we know help each other always. Well, Margaret, I hope that you'll come back on the show sometime and continue to tell us. Would you love to? I would love to have you on, and I know listeners would too. And, you know, the shows will get downloaded and replayed, so make sure that you recycle the happiness and the inspiration. You can find us on iTunes. Marcus is a favorite. Follow the show. You know, check out Margaret's work with all those great websites. And thank you. You've been listening with Margaret Shepherd, who's CEO of Vision Builders, and she's going to give you all of the success skills and tools that you need to build your best life now. So I want to thank you again, Margaret, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on. And you've been listening to the Best People We Know radio show, where you will get practical tips and tools that you can use to make your life happy, purposeful, peaceful, and living your best life for not only yourself, but everybody else that you know, because the world needs you and you're worth the effort. Sign up for my Mind Vitamin newsletter right here on the front of the show page. There's a little join my list. Click the box there on the front of the show page, and that'll bring you to a link to enter your email address, which we keep very private. But that will give you the worry-free updates on all of the shows and some of the guests. We have our shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but again, I've been adding a lot of other shows, so many great people in the world, especially with the new year, that we need to hear from and learn from, and they've been good enough to come on the show, and this is all free, so, you know, definitely let people know, bring your friends, and sign up for the worry-free updates and follow us, and we'll just be bringing you new guests and working to help you be your best. If, you know, you're here, we're going to be here for you. So thank you very much for listening. This has been Deb Scott, your host, and today's guest was Margaret Shepherd. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Best People We Know radio show. God bless.